Hey everyone, this is Sean Yurt-Curran. You've heard me on WYAB on the radio, and you can also catch me on the new Hulu series, Death in the Dorms, Season 2. I just wanted to introduce you all to my law firm, the Yurt-Curran Law Firm. I'm located over in Fondren on Mill Street in Jackson, Mississippi. I've got over 18 years of law practice under my belt, including a decade as a felony prosecutor in Hinds County and at the Mississippi Attorney General's Office. I spent all those years putting bad guys away. Now let me help keep you out. You can call me anytime at 601-906-909. For a consultation, or just if you want to talk about something about your case. I'm committed to helping you navigate the complexities of the legal system, which I know can be difficult and confusing and downright scary at times. Let me help you use my experience to explain the system to you and how it works and how I can best help you. You can call me again at 601-906-9094 to discuss any of this and any of your worries. Trust me to handle your defense where it is going to be my priority and your future will be my focus.
Boom, shakalaka boom. It is the free range human show of choice, your daily dose of reality radio. It starts right now. This is the Clay Edwards Show. I am, of course, the maitre d' of chaos, Mr. Clay Edwards himself, streaming worldwide at WYAB.com, as well as the TuneIn app. Just search Alexa with the TuneIn app. Yeah. Alexa and the TuneIn app. Just search Alexa. I'm not saying that right. It's also available on Alexa and the TuneIn app. Just search WYAB. I will get this right. It's Monday. Bear with me. And if all else fails, you can always listen to it on the podcast after the show's over by 10 a.m. Central Time every day, give or take a few minutes. Just search my name, Clay Edwards Show. Would love to have you follow me on the podcast. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the share button. Hit the little bell for notifications. You can stay on top of this thing. We do more than just this radio show. A couple times a week, I usually do a show from home. Get it uploaded there. Uncensored content. Content that you might not want your kids in the car to listen to. Raw. Unfiltered. Uncensored. Hey, real quick, over on my my merchandise website, buyfafo.com, that's buyfafo.com, running till 9 a.m. this morning. I got the best special I've done yet. You buy one shirt or flag, you get the other one. You can get a second one for 50% off. So if you want to buy a shirt and then buy a flag, you're going to get some huge savings, or vice versa. 50% off at buyfafo.com. You got to use the promo code at checkout. Load your basket, and right before you check out, in the promo code box, put in all capital letters, JXN. JXN for buy one, get one 50% off at buyfafo.com. And if you can't remember any of that, just hit me up. I will send you that information. Why am I doing a promo code for Jackson, you may ask? Well, for the first time in 10 years, and frankly, for the first time, with the exception of 1 year, I went in 2014, I'd probably not been back to the parade since 2009 or 10. And 14, it rained, and we just ended up having a big after party at the club I was a part of at the time, so I really don't even consider going then, but I did wander down there in the rain. So, for the first time in over 10 years, I went to the parade, took my family down there, had a blast. You know, had a blast. I had to walk it like I talk it every now and then. I tell y'all that area down there is safe by Martins and Hallamals and that little area. So, I believe that enough that I took my family down there. And we had a blast. Got down there about 11. Actually, got to watch the parade. And I don't know that I've ever done that before. Usually we were just always doing the after parties. Man, just shout out to Joseph and his team at Martins for just putting on a spectacular event over there. The Hallamals folks did a great job as well. Shout out to my boys in Pop Fiction. They played a heck of a headlining set out there. We loved it. Managed to end up front row somehow or another. Just kind of weak. Every time we'd be there, somebody would move. Then somebody would move. Next thing you know, were like a couple of groupies sitting front row for Pop Fiction. They were really good. I did not make it late enough to see the Mustache Band inside Martin's. From all I could tell, it was a heck of a show as well. Go check out Mustache Band if you get a chance. Got to meet a lot of you guys. I appreciate y'all. Took a ton of pictures, met a bunch of folks. I don't think I paid for a drink the entire time I was there. Every time I walked up to the bar, somebody's like, "I got his." Mission accomplished. I was in an Uber by 7:30 heading back to Brandon. But I do appreciate it. It was fun. It's always a great chance to get to meet everybody. I posted some pictures on my social media platforms Sunday morning. Overwhelmingly good response. You know, the Instagram, it's kind of a love-hate relationship. But with the exception of one guy being disappointed I didn't get shot and another guy being disappointed that I didn't get punched in the face, everybody else seemed to be pretty excited about me actually coming to Jackson and having a good time. And that leads me to this. And I, unfortunately, I can't play it because it's too many cuss words. And I'm not going to get us in trouble this morning. But I did make a video late last night. And it is posted on my X account, my Instagram, as well as my TikTok, @SaveJXN, on all three of those. Easy to find, @SaveJXN. And there's a Jacksonian who's talking about how much fun he had at the parade, and then he commences to call me out and call other media outlets out for not celebrating the fact and not covering the fact that nobody got killed in Jackson on Saturday. So now and no cars got broken into, which I highly doubt no cars got broken into. I'm going to call shenanigans on that one. And honestly, somebody did get shot in Jackson Saturday, according to my source over at the fire department. A guy got shot at the Wendy's on High Street, but he got in a car and they took him to another Wendy's like over on Highway 80 or something. I don't know why you would go from one Wendy's to another with a bullet hole in you, but I sent the video. I saw the video of the aftermath. It did, in fact, somebody was in fact shot. But again, not to rain on the parade or anything like that. It was a great day in Jackson. It was fun. And never once did I not feel safe. I mean, the Capitol Police, JPD, the Sheriff's Department, everybody that was involved down there. Let's just say the presence of police was heavy. But anyway, back to our guy here that is upset that the media isn't covering no crime. Like, that's how media works, man. And you're in a city like Jackson, Mississippi, no news, in fact, is good news. I mean, I think it sounds worse to wake up and be like, breaking news. Nobody got killed in Jackson today. Cue up Ice Cube's "Today It Was a Good Day." To me, I think that sounds way worse. Way worse than just not saying anything. Again, no news is good news, but that's the society we live in. That is the society we live in, that when people don't do the worst thing imaginable, they want a cookie. They want a pat on the back. Attaboy. And there's actually people that argue with me online about this. I'm like, you don't understand, Clay. When all people do is talk bad about Jackson, we want to hear something nice every now and then. Well, here's what my recommendation is this. How about, and I said this in the video to the guy, we don't give participation awards out around here. This is a trickle-down effect of a participation award generation. You want a trophy for doing nothing. A trophy for doing the right thing. Instead of taking your anger out on me, instead of being upset that I'm not giving you that shine that you want, how about you take that anger out on the fools that you're running cover for? Point that energy towards the drug dealers killers, and car burglars. And say, hey guys, you're making us all look bad. You're making us look bad. Stop that. I'm tired of hearing Save Jackson run his damn mouth on the internet talking about Jackson. You know, as I told him in that video, I was like, I pointed back there at the FAFO championship belt. I said, I don't give out participation FAFO belts. You got to earn those with stupidity. Need to start holding the people in your community accountable. If you don't like me talking about it, start talking to them about it. Let's take a call from Mr. Dixon. Good morning, Mr. Dixon.
Brother Clay, how you doing this morning?
Man, I'm good. How about you?
I guess I'm all right. I hear you kind of venting this morning, and I'd like to vent something that happened over the weekend. Did you participate in the parade downtown?
Well, not necessarily in the parade, but I was in the outskirts of it, the after party and all that.
Well, the reason I'm calling in this morning is I was on my way to church yesterday morning. A lot of folks don't know, I open up my church every Sunday morning, so I get there before 6:30 most times every Sunday. You should have seen the garbage left in the streets of Jackson.
I got a story about that.
I mean, it was unbelievable, Clay. I mean, just trash everywhere. And I almost got to thinking maybe we should stop having the parade here in Jackson on a yearly basis and start floating it around to other communities like Brandon or Madison or Ridgeland. But then I caught myself. There's no way on earth the leaders of those cities would allow people to come in and trash it like we allowed them to come in and trash Jackson. It was disgraceful.
Well, now, look, in fairness, a lot of that was Jacksonians. It was
It
wasn't just people from Rankin and Madison County coming down and throwing their trash down. I got a report from a fireman yesterday. There was a whole group, especially when you turn down Capitol Street there, and you're heading, like, I guess that'd be west on Capitol from State Street down. Down through there, down around Lamar Street, he said it was insane. It was insane.
He said they're just
throwing trash on the ground. No concept of a garbage bag. No concept of a trash can. And you can say, okay, well, the city maybe should do a better job of putting that kind of stuff down there. But, you know, man, if you know you're going somewhere and you're going to have trash, have some decency to take a trash bag with you. The area I was in, we, you know, had a bar set up and you bought stuff. You didn't bring your stuff in. You know, so there was trash cans everywhere. But down on the street part, the city needs to – it's two things. People need to act right. And the city probably does need to bring in some extra trash containers and stuff for big events. And when they know people are going to be bringing in coolers and all that stuff.
Or with all that police presence you were talking about, maybe they should start finding people who knowingly litter. And another thing, I feel sorry for the Episcopalians at St. Andrew's Cathedral because – I don't know who cleaned up in front of them. I still had to pick up some trash in front of my church. But, you know, like I'm just saying, we need to do a better job if we're going to continue to host these events because it seems like people from the surrounding suburbs want to come into Jackson, get their freak on, leave their trash, and go back. And another thing, Clay, I never thought I'd live to see porta potties out in front of the governor's mansion.
Huh, well, at least they're putting them there for people to use them.
Yeah. Well, look, bud, you keep up the good work and be blessed today now.
Thank you, Mr. Dixon.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Yeah, I mean, you know, look, there's enough blame to go around for trash, but I'm just going to tell you, based on the demographics that I saw at that parade, that I don't know that it's necessarily all people from the other areas coming in and trashing the city. We'll just say that. I'm not saying they ain't doing it too, but I think it comes with a big load of Jacksonians have figured out there's a big parade in their town, and they are in mass. Take that as you want, take that as you will. Again, I'm not saying everybody ain't doing it, but I didn't see a lick of litter where I was at, but I heard a nightmare about it down in the Capitol Street area from one of my fireman friends. So, good stuff there. Let's take a break. Guns and Gear text line is 769-241-1944. 769-241-1944. Hey, guys, are you looking for somewhere to eat breakfast this morning? You partied a little too hard this weekend? Kind of dragging a little bit this morning? Maybe you just want to get some protein in your belly. Burgers, Blues, Barbecue, Madison, and Flowood right there in front of Dogwood serving breakfast. Whether you get the famous chicken and waffles, the chicken biscuit made from scratch, cat head biscuits, or you try the pancakes and other stuff. They got fruit and all kind of other stuff. Get over there. Give it a try today. Don't forget, open for lunch and dinner, all three locations, including the one in downtown Brandon. Go try the award-winning hamburger. This month's special is the Bacon Jam Smash Burger. I've had it twice. It's phenomenal. I usually add an extra piece of meat to it for reasons unbeknownst to me, but get over there, give it a try today. Try the Smash Burger Challenge. If you think you can eat 4.5 pounds of food in an hour, it's free. If you can't, it ain't. Get over there, try them today. Don't forget, they got multiple food trucks for all your special events, parties, and more. They can do catering from 5 to 5,000. And, of course, they have the room out there at the downtown Brandon location for all of your birthday parties and more. We had mine out. We had my daughters out there here recently. Check them out online, burgersblues.com. Welcome back in here to the Clay Edwards Show. This segment is going to be brought to you by our friends. How about we stick in the vein of the downtown celebration and we go with Martin's Downtown. Guys, I don't know how they do it, but they had that huge event. People there partying from 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. When we used to say the word party with thousands, they had thousands and thousands. People in there out of there all day, man. It ran great, smooth machine. They had to get right back up Sunday. Bam. Do it all over again. That is a well-oiled machine. And Gluckstadt, Madison County, that's coming your way here in the next couple of months. At the formerly at the gathering at the town of Livingston out here, Martin's is opening a second location. Not moving. Downtown Jacktown ain't going nowhere. They're bringing a second location to Gluckstadt. So you will be one step closer to the best country fried steak you've ever eaten at lunch, to some of the best drinks you've ever drank, and overall some of the best food. I hope they do their Friday night steak night out here like they do downtown. Be sure to check them out today for the best blue plate in all of Hinds County. And come back this afternoon. Have a drink at the bar. Maybe you'll meet Sean. And don't forget, they got the new huge patio. It finally got christened this past weekend. Big old huge patio. Facing Pearl Street there. Covered. It's got TVs, fans, the whole nine yards. The weather's finally getting right. Couldn't have asked for better weather Saturday. And people took advantage of it. Go enjoy the patio. Watch whatever game may be on. Martin's Downtown. Don't forget, the entire menu is available for delivery at Martin's Downtown. JXN.com. Martin's Downtown. JXN.com. Let's take a call here this morning. Hey, good morning. You're on there.
Yes, buddy. I want to comment about the trash from the St. Patty's Parade.
Sure.
How could they tell? It looks like a garbage truck took a dump on top of Jackson. I mean, how can you tell there's more trash? I was going up 55 the other day, and there was a wreck that had traffic backed up past Elton Road. So I cut cross country. I've seen less garbage and old tires at the dump than I saw. Jackson is atrocious, and it's not the people coming in from outside. It's the people that live there doing this. And here is my analogy on it. And here's what the reason I think. 90% of the people, or 95% of the people that live in the suburbs, own their homes. They have pride in their homes. They want to keep them up and make them look nice and keep the value up. I will say the 80% in Jackson or so that rent do not care. I mean, if somebody else's, they're going to fix it. You know, so we can tear it up. We can throw garbage down. Nobody cares. And I'll tell you where I think the decline of Jackson started big time. When Katrina hit, we got all those people out of the Ninth Ward, came up here, and they never went back.
I had that same exact conversation with somebody about a little different topic but related over the weekend. Jackson changed after Katrina because we got the worst of New Orleans dumped on us, and it never went back.
I have been down there, and I'm really familiar with it. I was down there afterwards. The Ninth Ward, let's just put it this way. If the good Lord was going to give New Orleans an enema, that'd be where you'd stick it. Every house in there was rental. People cried and bemoaned. All those people lost their homes. None of them owned it. It was the lowest income group in the entire of New Orleans. It's the place that people in New Orleans wouldn't go through. And they came up here, and all those cheap hotels on 80, I don't know if you remember, were full of people from New Orleans.
Yep.
Those people made big money because FEMA rented them.
Yeah, we owned a nightclub at that point on Capitol Street, and saw it all, son. Saw it all. We had a lot of that crap up in our bar. We had to weed it out.
And that's a big part of Jackson's decline. I mean, those people were. This is not Clay Edwards saying this. They were low life, they were criminals, and they were parasites on the world, and they came up here and took root.
Yes, they did.
And I want to give you something to do. You know, some of the crime that's occurring now with the Cross Church community and all, and some of these older communities in the suburbs, something I don't know if you were aware of. They came out with a financing from the USDA about 4 or 5 years ago. And the reason I know, a friend of mine sold her house. This is what it was, no money down. They financed it for 30 years, and it was interest-free to low-income people. And I'm not saying all low-income people are bad. Far be it from saying that. But the community had to be like 25 years old. And I'd love to stroll into something when I bought my home with no interest, no down payment. So that's part of the decline. It's going to be the decline of the suburbs, and I believe that's a plan for federal government.
No, it's been a plan. That's been a plan since the Obama agency. They want to do away with single-family homes, and they want everything to be dual-family. They want to do away with zoning. They want you to be able to put a trailer or an apartment right in the middle of a neighborhood. That's all by design.
Well, I have an HOA in my neighborhood. I don't agree with a lot of the garbage they do, but they keep a lot of the garbage out because, you know, they'll fine you, and if you don't pay the fine, they put a lien on your house.
Yeah.
And I can't see where they do a lot except that, but, you know, I'm glad to have it that way. So, well, look, I enjoy it. Keep on giving them hell, brother.
Thanks, brother.
See you later.
All right, buddy. Yeah, man. I tell you, the older you get, and you get to look at what's happened to Jackson, and then you can look out into the suburbs, and you see when things are ran right, it's still really, really hard to keep the figurative and literal trash out. When things are ran wrong, and nobody dies today, people want a pat on the back for not killing anybody. You know, it's been a running joke on this show. It also makes you appreciate homeowners associations more, too. I know that a lot of people hate their homeowners association, but hey, you know, you signed up to be in that. I mean, you bought a house in a neighborhood with an HOA. Deal with it. I mean, at the end of the day. I don't think I would fit well in one, but I understand it. I ain't got no problem with the homeowners association. I ain't never lived in a neighborhood with one. Probably at this point, if I ain't done it yet, probably ain't gonna happen. But you know, they do keep the riffraff and nonsense down. You know, people coming in painting their houses purple and doing all this other crazy crap. But you know, you got somewhere like Brandon or Pearl, for example. Sure, stuff happens. There was a shooting at a Pearl apartment complex yesterday. And people run to my Facebook page or my Instagram. Why ain't she talk about that? Because it's my page. I'll talk about what I want to. I'll talk about whatever I want to. Somebody got shot in Pearl. I always tell y'all, to the crime happens everywhere, people. It does happen everywhere. But the difference being, when it happens in Rankin and Madison County, and Clinton and Byram, you know, they're just unfortunate. They're tied to the Hinds County judicial system. But, so I'm going to focus on Rankin and Madison right now. When it happens over there, the judges are in on keeping this place safe. You do the crime, son, you're going to do the time. The police are going to find you, for one thing. Like, I read in that article about the shooting there, and one of the first things that caught my attention was subject arrested. At the hospital. So the subject was arrested. How rarely do you see that in Jackson? I mean, they have so much. I mean, they show a picture of a mugshot of somebody every day. But those are just on killings. These shootings? Man, I bet you thousands of Jacksonians get shot every year. It's got to be. Thousands that don't die. And the shooters are hopping and skipping on down the road without a care in the world, knowing they ain't never going to get caught. Over in the suburbs, they get caught and they go to prison. That is the difference. Now in Jackson, if you look a little bit like Clay Edwards, or if you're a cop like Anthony Fox, and you have to shoot a bad guy, or a bad guy just kind of randomly dies after bumping into you, now they're gonna find you and make sure you go to prison. Let's take a break. This is the Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. This segment is going to be brought to you by our friends over at Watkins Construction and Roofing. Guys, go to WatkinsConstructionInc.com. WatkinsConstructionInc.com. And if you want to get a complimentary roof inspection, they'll come out, they'll check everything out. We're getting into storm season here. They'll come out, they're going to check out your whole roof, going to do an inspection, and they're going to let you know, hey, you're good to go. You don't need anything. Or, hey, you got a patch over here. We're going to take care of that. Or, we're going to work with your insurance company, and we're going to replace this whole thing, if that's what it needs. They're never going to oversell you. Dang sure not going to undersell you. They're going to be in constant communication throughout the whole process. Go read some of those 500 five-star reviews. That's one of the main things they talked about. There was the professionalism and the constant communication throughout the whole process. And that comes from the top-down great leadership, Michael Deere and his team. Locally owned, locally operated. Nobody works better with the insurance companies for getting you the most bang for your buck than Watkins Construction and Roofing. And then just on a side note, after I've had a couple of these fly-by-night nut jobs try to sell me roofs here lately, professionalism goes a long way. It's actually been a nice little sidebar to pay attention to as I'm out here selling this product, selling this show, that professionalism just goes a long way. A shirt with your name on it for the company you work for. A hat, business cards, stuff like that. Anyway, they're going to show up. They're going to be professional. the crew that's going to physically be doing the roof on your home. They're going to be very professional. They're not going to be any cussing and swearing while they're up there on your roof. They're not going to be playing any bumpity bump 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 rap music with nasty language in it or anything. They'll come in. They're going to do it right. They're going to take care of your landscaping. The only thing you're going to know when Watkins Construction and Roofing is gone is that you got a new roof. Check them out online today, WatkinsConstructionInc.com. I think they have another website, too, NoMoreDrip.com. Need to update my liner notes here. All right, man, let's take a hard shift of gears here. I got all your text messages. We'll circle back. Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. Man, I see my friend Kimberly Harrelson just posted something about the realtors losing their 6% commission. I want to talk about that at some point, but I am not qualified to do that right now. Maybe we'll get a realtor to come on here and explain what's happened with that. I'm sure Kim Wade's be all over it too. I find that very interesting. I want to talk about sports for a second. Mississippi high school sports for a second. And I want to question the decision-making of the Mississippi High School Athletics Association. I think they have made a terrible decision. And what this decision does is it explains why Mississippi is dead last in so many things, well beyond athletic ability. It's an absolute embarrassment what they've done. And with just blatant disregard to common sense, they have punished a kid for working too hard. They have punished a child for wanting to smash through that glass ceiling. Everything that they teach us we're supposed to do, everything they teach us that we train hard for, whether it's athletic competition, your job, your music, podcasting, whatever your line of work is, whatever your passion is, you're supposed to want to do that. The 10,000-hour rule, the more you do it, the better you get. The more you do it, the better you get. They are punishing a child. I'm going to tell you the story here, but I want to make sure I'm as hyperbolic as possible, because I'm hyper pissed off about it. They're punishing a kid for working too hard. Either that, or the parents of the kid that always comes in second place has got somebody they're really good friends with at the MHSAA. And either one is ridiculous. But here's the story over here. I shared this to my Facebook page. There's a screenshot of a post made by an Instagram account, Unofficial MSTFXX. It's a cross-country running, so I don't understand all the abbreviations. But it says MHSAA has banned, what's his name? Andrew Brown. So MHSAA has banned Brown and declared the Tupelo High School star ineligible for the rest of the 2024 outdoor track season for running in the New Balance Indoor Nationals High School Championship race. And it says here again, it says, fastest freshman miler in Mississippi history declared ineligible for outdoor track season. MHSAA has banned Tupelo High superstar Andrew Brown for the rest of the season. His crime, you may be asking? Clay, what could he have possibly done to be banned? Was it steroids? Did he commit a crime? Domestic abuse? Drinking and driving? What could this kid possibly have done to be banned? To have the one thing in life he loves taken from him? Well, his crime? Running in the New Balance Nationals Indoor High School championships in Boston earlier this month. Now, you know, Mississippi does not have a, does not sanction indoor running. Baseball players get to gallivant around. I love baseball players. I'm not making fun of y'all. Baseball players get to play in every the version of baseball midseason they want. Basketball as well. Now, I'm going to read. This is from his mother here. I'm going to read this post to y'all. And look, we don't talk a lot of sports on this show. This ain't a sports show. But stuff like this affects all of us. These are the people who are involved at the molecular level of decision-making for my our children's future. If you got a kid in high school, a grandkid in high school, junior high, whatever, these are the idiots that are deciding their future. So here we go. This is from Candace Taylor Brown. So anyone ever wonder who builds these glass ceilings or why our state constantly comes up dead last? If they do it to my athlete, who's to say they won't do it to yours next? I'll let y'all decide. Hashtag time for change. She goes, for clarity and to answer everyone's question at once, we were told that he was in violation of Rule 6.2.3, page 54 of the MHSAA handbook, stating he couldn't run in any event unattached, meaning not registered as a run as running for our school. In the same letter, it states he was in violation by running in an indoor meet after the outdoor season had already began. Here's the catch. Mississippi does not have an indoor track season. Today, a MHSAA official who received the anonymous complaint told Jim that this rule applies to Andrew because now this is the part that grinds my gears. This rule applies to Andrew because now he has an unfair advantage over the other athletes going into the outdoor track season. Then she says, it sounds worse now that I've typed it out. So this kid decided to grind hard, 10X rule, leave it all on the table. Go and excel, try to be better at his craft. And Mississippi said, no, you can't do that. You can't get better. We got to raise the floor, not the ceiling. We're going to bring the bottom up. And we're going to lower the ceiling down a little bit. You can't practice. You can't go get better. You can't try too hard. I want y'all's opinions on this. And the rule is not clear. He runs outdoor for the school. Mississippi does not sanction indoor. Clearly not the same sport. Very different. So he's being punished for going and doing a different kind of running. The Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. Phone line this morning, 601-879-0002. Here's my recommendation. I know they didn't anticipate me getting involved in this. Somebody sent this to me, and I've been fired up about it since I saw it. My recommendation is call the MHSAA and blow their phone line up and let them know how absolutely ridiculous this is. And I'm going to effort a phone number. In the meanwhile, we got Chris Hinkle on the line. Chris, good morning. Hey, Chris.
Hey, man. I'm going to try to keep this out of politics, but it will be slightly talking politics.
Hold on. We've run out of time. Can you call back at the top of the hour?
Yeah, I'll call back at the top of the hour.
All right. Okay, I want to hear what you got to say. All right. We ran out of time. We'll be right back. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. Guys, we don't have about a minute left in this hour. Coming back at the top of the hour, we're going to talk more about this MHSAA debacle and them telling all kids, don't you try hard. Don't you try to be better than the next guy. That's not fair. This is diversity, equity, and inclusion at its worst right here. We're going to diversify and dumb things on down because the other kids don't want to try as hard as you do, so we're going to punish you, not them. That makes all the sense in the world. No wonder we're so last in so many things when that's the mindset around here. I got their contact information. I'm going to give it to you here at the top of the next hour. We'll be right back. Shakalaka boom. Or is it boom goes the dynamite for hour two? Either way, boom. It's hour two of the Clay Edwards Show. I'm, of course, still Clay Edwards. Last time I checked, according to the bills I keep getting in the mail, I am, in fact, Clay Edwards. Don't forget, man, I got a special running this morning. It ends in less than an hour, 9 a.m., on my website, buyfafo.com. Buy one hat or shirt. I'm sorry, not hat. Buy one shirt or flag at full price and get another one half off. What a great opportunity to get you a flag and a shirt or to get you his and hers shirts. Or, hey, just maybe it's his and his. I ain't judging. Maybe you just want two for yourself. Wear to the gym. I got mine on now. I'll be wearing it in the gym later this morning. It's a great way to help support what we do here. Buyfafo.com. Oh, the promo code. You're going to need that. Put your two items in the checkout, and then the promo code right before you check out is JXN. All capital letters, JXN, till 9 a.m. this morning. Take advantage of it. That is a nice savings. Normally it'd be $60 for two shirts. You're getting them for $45. Real deal. That's gas money for the day anyway. All right, real quick, I want Chris Hinkle to call back in. Chris, if you're still listening, I want to hear what you got to say on this matter. I respect your opinion on this kind of stuff. Real quick before we do that, Men's Health of Mississippi. Get over there. Get your levels checked today. Great way to – it's not too late to get that – go from dad bod to daddy bod before summertime. Get started on your testosterone treatments now. Go get your levels checked, see if you qualify for it, and experience what it's like to feel like you're in your 20s again. Guys, I'm talking to you. You're 35, 40 years or older. You haven't had your levels checked. You're just living life. You're like, blah. You're trying to work out. You ain't seeing no difference in muscle. The morning wood ain't there no more. A little erectile dysfunction, low libido, not sleeping good, hard time concentrating, focusing. It could be low testosterone. It may not be, but it could be. It was for me in several of those categories. I'm a year into it now, year plus into it, and it has been an absolute game changer for my life. It can be for yours too. Go to menshealthms.com, located right out there in Madison, Mississippi. That's menshealthms.com, and I will give y'all a phone line to text. Just text free to this phone line. I'm going to give you here before the show's over. And you will get a free testosterone screening. All right. Menshealthms.com. Let's see here. Let's read some of your text messages concerning this. The Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. Frisco says, like all of the other athletes, haven't been training until the outdoor track season starts. That's BS. Unknown texture. If he was transgendered, would he have been banned from competition? You know, I kind of hinted around at that very thing, my friend. Of course he wouldn't. He'd be, look how much. Then they would tell you as he was beating girls, they say, well, it's because he runs more races. Look at him. He's working harder. She's working harder. All grind. You know, all that Monday motivation crap, they like to say. Oh, yeah, 100%. I swear, I'm at the point where I just think that these NCAA folks, these high school athletic folks, I think they just all, they want a transgender person on the roster just so they can, I don't know. I don't understand it. It's makes no sense to me. I'm at a loss for words for once. Let's take a call. Hey, good morning. You're on there.
Morning, dummy. How you doing?
I am good. How about yourself?
All right. By the way, you ought to listen. This is Kingfish.
Hey.
You ought to listen to, you talking about transgender. Rogan has got an interview with Riley Gaines from like a couple of weeks ago.
Phenomenal.
I highly recommend listening to the first half hour to 45 minutes of it. Seriously. She gets into the whole details of the swimming mess that she had to endure.
Well,
it was unbelievable.
The part that really just kind of left me speechless was when they tied and they said,
yeah,
tranny gets the trophy. Sorry.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, that was interesting was they aren't allowed to speak out because they were telling them, in your scholarship, you signed away your First Amendment rights. Well, if you want to go take the knee and all that kind of crap and go protest, but if you protest this one, all of a sudden, you don't have any free speech rights. I mean, that, like I said, it's really worth, you can tell the audience, it's really worth listening to.
It is, 100%.
That's not why I called you. You were talking about the Tupelo runner.
Yes.
Yeah, when I was in high school, way back when ran track, we had actually had a short indoor season at LSU because they had a, the field house there. You don't have that in Mississippi. But the scuttlebutt on this, since you're not going to like what I'm about to say, is your friends over at Pearl are the ones who turned this guy in because they're the biggest competition for this guy.
Well, look,
they're serious.
Well, maybe so, but I guess my point being more so than who's responsible for turning him in is that the rule doesn't clearly say no indoor running.
No. But you got to be attached to a team, and since you don't have indoor season in Mississippi, well, there you go, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Shouldn't have
I mean, once again, we're a backwards podunk state. I mean, what do you want me to say? We don't even have indoor track fields in this state like other states do.
Ridiculous. I wish we had wrestling here.
You know, we actually have it in Louisiana, and I wish we had it here, too. It's a great sport. It's great for kids. And by the way, guys, it helps you against the karate guys who get into a real fight. But it's a great sport. I wish we had it here. You know, I grew up in Baton Rouge, and, you know, several of the schools there had it, and it's a great sport. Of course, whenever they have exhibitions down there, and they bring in a team from Iowa, you can just imagine what happens.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Iowa, Minnesota.
This is one of these deals where you come in third and you're happy, you know?
Yep, Iowa, Minnesota, man. The flyover states, man, they like their high school and college wrestling.
And let me tell you something. You have to be in shape for it. I mean, I wrestled a little bit at my high school, and I was already on the track team when I was a sprinter. I was a greyhound, okay? First time I wrestled, went out and puked.
Look, man, I went in.
It's a whole different kind of being in shape.
I went in precision jiu-jitsu up there in Gluckstadt a few weeks ago to drop off a shirt to Anthony Mitchell. And I just watched in awe, man. Those guys, that whole thing's a big mat, and everybody's doing their own thing. And it's kind of the closest thing to kind of Greco-Roman that I can relate it to is rolling around on the mat doing jiu-jitsu. And, man, those guys look so exhausted and so spent. You can just see the sweat pouring out of them. I was like, my God, man, I would die. But, man, I nothing but respect for them. I mean, I wish I had the wherewithal to do it.
Well, yeah, it's like boxing, you know. I mean, you know, you have, I don't know if they change, right? We had three-minute rounds, you know. I mean, that don't sound like much. So all of a sudden, you have to use all the muscles in your body and, you know what I'm saying? I mean, there's a boxing match, you know, has its high points and slow points. You know, you don't have that in wrestling. It's constantly, you know, from the very minute you start, boom, you know, you don't let up until it's over, period.
Man, I tell people all the time, just go try to fight for a minute. You know, everybody's a tough guy. Go try to fight for a minute. You may can knock somebody out, but can you swing on it and go for a minute? With your adrenaline and everything else, most people would be blowed up so quick they wouldn't know what to do.
Do you remember the Tough Man contest when they had them back at rodeos?
Yeah, hey, we used to do them down at Crazy 8 too.
Yeah, well, I remember it was always funny to watch. You see these bodybuilder types just sculpted, you know, including one guy named Jason O, I think, used to work at Time Out or something like that. And they come out there for like the first minute and a half, and I mean, just world beaters. I mean, they're just throwing everything there. They're looking like somebody off of TV, you know, then all of a sudden about 90 seconds into it, they ran out of gas.
Oh, yeah.
And this guy I'm talking about, Jason, he comes out there like that, and then he's taking on this short little, this little skinny guy, right? And he ought to be just knocking him through the ropes, which he didn't do. And then once, and the guy just waited. And he was jabbing him a little. He knew how to jab a little bit, okay? So he was jabbing him a little bit just to keep him going. And then all of a sudden, once the guy really wore out, then it was like Ali Foreman. Then he came off the ropes for the next round and a half, and then round and a half, I mean, he just beat the living stew out of him.
Yeah.
And bodybuilder was so worn out, he couldn't even raise his arm. I mean, it was hilarious.
Yeah, it was at that point, watching those tough man contests, I'd have been in my early 20s. It's at that point you realize that fighting and bodybuilding are two different skill sets. just because you're a bodybuilder does not mean you're also a fighter, and obviously vice versa.
Oh, man, the people at the dock used to hate Tough Man Night because they'd have extra security, because then what would happen is they'd all, you know, after rodeos, they'd all go out to the dock in the reservoir. And then, of course, the losers would always get drunk, and, of course, they were still mad they got beat, so they want rematches, or they would just want to take it out on somebody, you know. So whenever they had Tough Man Contest, it was extra security at the dock. I mean, they were just like, oh, great, here it comes, you know.
Yep. Well, trust me, the nights we had it at Crazy Eight, we had way more fights in the crowd than we did in the ring.
Yeah. Anyway, got a couple of great stories coming up on the website later today. One that's going to be a big surprise to everybody, but you'll just have to wait and see. So,
JacksonJambalaya.com. Kingfish. Thank you, brother.
All right. See ya. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, he said the scuttlebutt is Pearl is the ones who may have snitched the kid out. But that's not, to me, that's not the story. I mean, that's competition. That is what it is. I was a cheer dad, and the cheering is equally as dramatic as that can be. So I understand a lot of that stuff. Just parents. I understand parents being parents. I get it. I don't like it, but I get it. My problem is, the rule, and it just basically says, don't you try to be too good now. That's how this comes across. All right, we got Chris Hinkle on the line here, our retired FBI agent on the wall.
Yeah, so what my experience with this was back in about 2014-15 time frame, and it was Mississippi High School Activity Association put in place a rule. Because at the time, Madison Central's soccer team was nationally ranked and was just dominating in the state. The boys' team won four straight 6A championships in a row. The girls' team won three straight 6A championships in a row. And some people up in North Mississippi began complaining, saying it's because of their access to the club circuit here. That, you know, these club teams were being put together and they were getting an unfair advantage. So I had a conversation with the very elderly gentleman that's over soccer, who I would gather doesn't even know the soccer rules at Mississippi High School Activity Association. And I said, isn't the goal here to be able to help these kids further their education? Wouldn't you want them to be able to train and develop their skill so that they get an opportunity to advance their education? He said, absolutely. Well, they put a rule in place that said if you had seven players on your high school roster, starting roster, that were also playing club soccer, that you couldn't have seven on there, that it would disqualify the match. But then they turned around and they gave an alibi to Tupelo High School because they don't have as many club soccer teams in their area. So it was a way to go out and target the clubs. And at that time, you had a very good under 17 team in local club soccer. They actually had to choose between playing club soccer or playing high school soccer. And they ended up having to disband their club soccer team because of the rules of Mississippi High School Activity Association. They need to do away with just the whole concept of that. They have no compunction about anything that they do. And they talk a good game. They talk about fairness. They talk about, you know, advancing students academically in athletics, but it's nothing like that. They don't support the officials out there, whether it's football or soccer. Heck, last year we had a referee in a North State championship game get all four of his tires slashed. school didn't suffer any penalties whatsoever. It's a useless organization that's out there just trying to tweak things based on the complaints of a very connected few.
Let me ask you this, Chris. You may know this, and I was kind of shooting from the hip earlier. Let's use baseball, or softball, for that matter, as examples here. My sister played softball from the time she could walk until she finished up college out at Hines. I know for a fact she was playing multiple teams at any given one time. I mean, do these same rules, is this strictly for track and field? Or what am I trying to say here, you know, where you can kind of play two seasons within one?
They just give the rules that, well, it's outside the season. So when you have youth travel baseball, you know, during the summer. So as soon as the baseball season's over with, most of these kids, at least the top ones, play on the same travel team, and they're out doing travel baseball. The same thing with soccer. That's why you have different soccer seasons. You have fall, winter, spring, summer soccer seasons around the nation. It's just however they want to manipulate it for the select few. The way I look at it is if you've got the opportunity and access to the highest levels of training, the highest levels of competition, to me that's a good thing because it opens up doors. And I can tell you, as many kids that play baseball here and football here, and I've been around all of these sports with my kids, soccer will open more doors in the state of Mississippi than anything to get your first 2 years of education out of the way. I mean, we've got the highest concentration of junior colleges. And those kids, if they're really good, can get a chance to go play at a junior college. And if they do well in the classroom, get a Phi Theta Kappa scholarship for making the Honor Society that will pay for their next 2 years of school. And on top of that, they get a chance to go play at a four-year university after that. And if I'm a coach and I've got a kid that's good in the classroom, he's got 2 years of playing soccer under his belt, and he's coming over to my school with up to $14,000 a year in his pocket toward school, man, I'm bringing that kid on my team. So all of these things, they don't help the kids out, all of these extra rules. And there is no consultation with the parents or anything like that from Mississippi High School Activities Association. It's just, it's ridiculous.
Chris, we got a great text here on the Guns and Gear text line from Steve. He says, wow, sports, politics sounds a lot like a swamp. You know,
it is. If you go over there and visit with those guys, the people that are in charge of those sports, they're so far removed from even playing those sports. Like I said, the guy that I dealt with, I think he might be a nice guy, but he has no concept of what goes on with kids in a sport or even how to officiate that sport. Here's the last thing I'll say, and I got to go. I did some soccer officiating for a while. And at the high school level, I did club, high school, and college level. And we were having some parents that were complaining about the number of fouls that were being called during the game. Well, for a foul to be called during the game, it has to be observed by the official, and the official makes a determination on whether or not to let play continue or stop play because of the foul. So the answer that we got from Mississippi High School Activities Association, because people were saying, well, there's too many fouls being called, their answer was just call less fouls. So we're just supposed to let the kids go out there and run over each other, cause concussions, put themselves in danger and all this, because some people, I guess, that are connected are complaining about too many penalties being called during the game. I mean, it is ridiculous. But it's typical government. What do they say? Anything that the government regulates or subsidizes gets more expensive and becomes less productive.
Thank you, Chris. Have a blessed day, brother.
All right, brother. Oh. Bye-bye.
All right, this is the Clay Edwards Show. Hey, guys, are you looking for pizza tonight for dinner? Acme Pizza and Daiquiri's right there, Fan and Mart on the Reservoir, 4 p.m. to midnight. Delivery, carry out, and, of course, dine-in. Available 7 nights a week. Go see Chip Matthews and the team out there. You know, I want to say it. Try the pig. We were talking about this the other day. My girlfriend got a pizza from somewhere, and she had just got pepperoni. I've been trying to convert her over to Canadian bacon and ham. And she's like, it's just the fresh ham is just so much better. because it melts down in there, and it's just Anyway, get over there to Acme Pizza and Daiquiri. Try one of the 12 different specialty pizzas. Again, I recommend the pig, because that bacon and that ham and that pulled pork that's smoked fresh on site cooks into the pizza. Get the extra cheese. You won't regret it. But you can try one of their Wheel of Flavor pizzas, and it's three different pizzas on top of one pie. And, of course, they have daiquiris, nine different ones, frozen, ready to go for delivery and carry out. That's right. You can get their daiquiris to go, put them in your deep freeze, save them for a rainy day. This is the Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. Hey, guys. How about Foremost Construction? I'm sorry. Foremost Foundations and Construction. For foundation, Foremost uses innovative polyfoam technology that with great precision can correct and restore sinking concrete quickly. They provide solutions for long-term and can improve the ability of the actual soil to support the foundation or concrete slabs. Thanks to their specially designed rigs, they can drill and lift without the need for heavy excavation. And man, I know I say it every time, but I talk about saving some money. The team has decades worth of experience. They've tried it all the old tricks. They know exactly what works and they know what doesn't. They weeded out the ones that don't. Experts in foundation repair, polyfoam, drainage, seawalls, and retaining walls, foremostfoundations.com. That's foremostfoundations with an S, .com. Just real quick here, we went over to the parade. Well, we started the weekend Saturday morning. We went over to our friend Renee's house. It's like Sean's best friend, frankly, one of my old friends as well. And he cooked breakfast for us, but he lives over in Belhaven. I just ride through Belhaven. Gosh, man, I've never been that far back in Belhaven. What a beautiful, some beautiful homes back there. A lot of character I didn't realize was back there. But you could just look at some of the houses, and some of them have shifted because of the foundation down there. I mean, the roads are rough. It's just because it's just sinking the Yazoo clay and all that. You know, a lot of that, those people need to call Foremost Foundations. Let's see what they can do. Now, most of those are built on conventional foundations, so I'm not sure how all that works. But it just made me remember Jackson has got some serious foundation. Central Mississippi, not just Jackson, has some serious foundation issues. And you one-stop shop right here, that polyfoam technology. Especially, man, I know I've told y'all this, but when you see these sinking driveways, or sometimes they're not even sinking. Sometimes they've lifted up. It's really weird, these concrete slabs. Call these guys. Let them come out and try to get that situation fixed for you and save you some money before it costs you a lot more money. Foremostfoundations.com. All right. Let's shift gears here. Appreciate. I don't know if that story interested y'all or not about the high school stuff. But when it got sent to me last night, I was like, what the heck are they doing? We're punishing people for wanting to be the best. And it just, like, to me, it was just like all of the state's problems just got encapsulated into one issue, into one singular event. All right, we're going to hard shift to gears now. Let's do some national stuff here. Make sure today that you have canceled your Planet Fitness memberships. They still do not want your business. Trans members are more important than our daughters being able to change in the locker rooms without men. This is from Libs of TikTok. Planet Fitness is now quadrupling down on defending men in women's locker rooms. They reportedly assigned a staffer specifically to accompany this man so he can safely and comfortably enter the women's locker room. And they got a picture of a guy dressed like a girl. Says they're putting a mentally ill man's delusions before women's safety. I guess wiping $400 million in value in 1 week wasn't enough for them. Women are not safe at Planet Fitness. And this is a story from the New York Post. You know, you can go see it there, Libs of TikTok. I'll retweet it now. So if you want to go see this story, you can see it on my Save Jackson at Save J, on my Twitter at Save JXN, all these social media platforms. It gets confusing, but I just retweeted it. Go join a local gym. Local gym owners, would love to have you as an advertiser on the Clay Edwards Show. We got a pretty big audience, pretty loyal. Got half of them jacked up on testosterone. They're looking for a good workout home. Somebody that'll use a little common sense. We ain't got to share all the same political values. But can we just have common sense values? Men in the men's restroom, women in the women's. I know my kids are safe if they walk in one or the other. I said, we don't ask for much. Actually, I want to give a shout out to the owner of my gym. Complete Fitness there in Brandon. Just sent me an email, plain and simple. Said, thanks for the shout out. Our restrooms require the correct anatomy to use. Thank you. I know my $20 a month is being well spent there at Complete Fitness. Don't ask for much. That's all I ask for. Well, I mean, common sense. Anyway, go join a good local gym. There's one close to you. Don't get sucked into the Planet Fitness bubble. I mean, unless you agree with that, that's fine if that's your thing. But hey, let me know if you agree with men being able to use the women's restroom, because I want to make sure I separate myself from you. I'm going to keep my distance from you, because if you're down with that, you probably need to be put on some kind of watch list. What else are you down for? We're going to do some rapid-fire stuff here. Some stories that I found interesting as I perused the internet yesterday. Sometimes you can't help but laugh to keep from crying. And that's where I'm at with this story here. Racial justice leaders are now demanding $15 billion from Boston and additional cash from white churches. This is from End Wokeness on X.
We call on the white church in Boston to join us in supporting a black reparations movement.
Standing in solidarity, clergy leaders from across the city of Boston gathered for an interfaith, multiracial meeting at the Resurrection Lutheran Church in Roxbury, Nubian Square. They're here to ask the religion.
Nubian Square?
Religious community to atone for black Boston suffering and support black reparations.
And we are coming, as Dr. King said, to get our check.
Organizers from the Boston People's Reparation Commission say they're also following up on their demand on the city of Boston for a $15 billion initial payout to begin the process towards repair and reconciliation to the city's black community.
$5 billion as initial payment around cash payouts, $5 billion around strengthening our financial institutions, creating a new black bank, $5 billion in terms of addressing issues of the education achievement gap between blacks and whites.
In 2022, the Boston City Council and Mayor Michelle Wu offered an official apology for the city's involvement in the transatlantic slave trade. She also launched two task force research teams.
But hold on now. I thought that all the slaves were just in the South. Boston had slaves? This is news.
To study Boston's role in slavery and its long impact on descendants.
So we still suffer from the trauma of those instances, and even today, dealing with racism.
On Saturday, this group called on the white church in Boston to support the black community for its association in slavery.
Today, we call upon this city, its financiers, and its white churches to stop the shirking, stop the lying, tell the truth, and pay what is owed.
Organizers say the next step is to engage in conversation with white church leadership directly.
They've lost their minds. I want to hear from you guys on this. Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. The phone line, 601-879-0002. We'll be right back. the reparations. Every time I hear reparations, I just laugh. But man, they're getting louder and louder about these reparations. Now, look, if Boston, California want to do reparations for their black residents, by all means, take that out of your state money, your state income tax, and give all the money away you want to. A few folks here in Jackson that I think should move up there and partake in it. You can have some. You can have some of our less motivated people. Reagan can, on the Gunzinger tech line. Reparation payments to whom? Which black people? I'm a descendant of Adam and Eve, and I am still suffering for their forced migration after being kicked out of paradise. I want reparations from everyone. You know, that is a great question, right? Who gets this $15 billion? How do they decide who gets it? You want to see a bunch of people fighting one another? You want to see some Democrat on Democrat crime? You actually give them this money and let them try to figure out how to sort it out. You know somebody white's going to be in charge of distributing this. I would not want to be that person. But I hope they got thick skin, because they're going to get called a racist. Josh says, for as much suffering as is claimed every time you hear about reparations, shouldn't I be seeing commercials like Feed the Children, describing their situation in Boston and other Democrat hellholes? I need to see Sally Struthers interview these people before I donate. David says, hey, Clay, previous question you asked, this subject definitely grinds my gears. 100%. This definitely grinds my gears. All right, Rick says, the black community was the fastest wealth-growing group in America prior to welfare, so I'm sure more handouts will fix everything. I mean, we haven't maxed out credit. We haven't maxed out our credit on woke policies yet. We haven't maxed out our credit on woke policies enough already, so why not? I say give them $50 billion. Oh, yeah. Hey, speaking of what he just said there about the black community was the fastest wealth-growing group in America prior to welfare, Candace Owens got fired by the Daily Wire. She was trying to get fired. Don't feel sorry for Candace Owens. She got what she wanted. But she was on The Breakfast Club, which was a very popular black-centric, hip-hop-centric morning talk show. Actually, it's not bad. Charmelaine the God is a pretty good host. He's starting to wake up. He's the one that Joe Biden said, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. They had Candace on there the other day, and it was actually a good conversation. They didn't argue. They actually talked about problems in the black community and just how our government is against all of us. I was shocked. It was just a great conversation, the little bit I heard of it. I'm going to try to listen to the whole thing today. See if y'all can find that. Let's take a call real quick. Hey, you're on there? You're on there? Guys, I can't do that. You got to be ready. That sounded like you were kicking your phone down the road or throwing it out the window. My goodness. I appreciate you listening, though. Let's see here. There was another little story. I just want to make sure I hit all these before we get out of here today. Kind of rapid fire here. There's been this big debate going on about squatters and squatters' rights and all of that stuff. Well, in Florida just hits a little different. They have a different approach. The sheriff there says if someone is breaking into your house, you're more than welcome to shoot them. Actually, they prefer you do that. Here's the sound bite.
As to the person, we don't know which homeowner shot at him. I guess they think that they did something wrong, which they did not. If somebody's breaking into your house, you're more than welcome to shoot them in Santa Rosa County. We prefer that you do, actually. So whoever that was, you're not in trouble. Come see us. We have a gun safety class we put on every other Saturday. And if you take that, you'll shoot a lot better, and hopefully you'll save the taxpayers money.
Man, I sent that it wasn't that exact one. There's another one I was going to play. I sent that to Tyree Jones yesterday on Twitter. I was like, Tyree, if you start, they had caught a guy stealing a car, and the sheriff was there on the scene, and they made a video with him. I mean, just scorching him. I said, Tyree, as much dumb stuff is going on in Jackson, Hinds County, you should be making these videos and be like the badass sheriff. Think of all the donations you would get from people in the suburbs. You could possibly will that into a gubernatorial run at some point. White people in Mississippi want to get behind a black dude so bad. We just do. We're so tired of being called racist. We want to get behind the right black dude. So well, that sounded bad. So badly, and prove that we will in fact vote for the right black guy. We just need the right one to get behind. We have not been presented that opportunity. But a badass sheriff coming through, holding people accountable. Hey, that's a guy. That's a guy I could get behind. Figuratively, of course. Let's take a break. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. Guys, get out to Southeastern Power Sports today for all of your pre-owned ATV and side-by-side purchasing needs, and of course, all of your servicing and customization needs are located right there on Highway 51 North in Madison. If you pass Yandell Road, go through Gluckstadt there, they can be right there on the right. Southeastern Power Sports, they can do it all. Anything you've torn up, they can fix it. And anything you think you can dream up, they can build it right there at Southeastern Power Sports. You can find them on Facebook. Same thing. Type in Southeastern Power Sports. Been a fun show today. I appreciate everybody for tuning in. Somebody said they heard a rumor that some squatters are getting squatted on in Jackson in a very violent way, like the squatters are out squatting other squatters. God, you hate to hear it. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Podcast will be available here shortly. ClayEdwardsShow.com.